This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, T, it seemed like you guys had control of that game. You're up 7 in the last final minutes. And then I want to say you went, like, as a team, 1-for-7 shooting down the stretch. Just what happened during that period?
We just got to figure a way to close the game off, you know, get a couple stops. That process, you know, you figure out how to get a stop, win the game, you know. And hats off to them guys. They play really good offensive team. Their big man is really good. He had 26, and the other point guard is really steady. He had 24. So it's just us getting stops. That's the biggest thing.
You know, and then obviously for yourself and this offense, you had a big night scoring. As a team, though, what's going on offensively?
I mean, you know, we're gonna stay locked into the gym. I mean, things like this happen when we have slow starts, you know, and I know that these dudes work on their game a lot. So the ball is just not bouncing all right into Hoop right now, but I think eventually it'll change.
When you came here, you knew this team was coming off a real hard season last year. Is it going to take a while, even though there's so many new faces, to just finally, you know, get into the winning mode? Because you played hard, which was the first step, but, you know, you didn't get the reward.
I mean, all these dudes in this team wants to win the game. You know, like, that's the main goal. That's what we talk about all the time. In the locker room, we're really, you know, a tight group, you know, and we always talk about, you know, making that NCAA push, you know, by winning games. But it takes one game at a time. So, you know, we're going to, you know, go to the drawing board before we go to South Dakota and figure this out.
Dejan and Jamal are better shooters than what they've shown so far. Is it just a lack of confidence with those guys? What's going on?
No, I believe in them. They believe in themselves. Like I said, we're going to go back to the drawing board, you know, and figure it out. I mean, we know they can shoot. They can shoot the screen or the cover over the off the ball, like Jamal, Dejan. So they'll be fine.
On the last play, you had the ball tie game. Just if you could sort of take me through that play and just the things that you wanted to do and what kind of came up short there.
I mean, I saw a double team come up the, I'm facing, so it came up the left side. And I seen him and he kind of slipped and stumbled. And that was just a misread for myself because the big kind of like hesitated towards me and then went back. And I shot a floater on like unprepared to go straight to the basket. And I knew, you know, this is a mistake by myself. I mean, I knew he was in foul trouble and I knew he didn't want to get his foul out like that way. So I should have went strong to the basket and finished it. But that was just a misjudgment by myself.
Overtime, did you ask to defend Graham there? Because obviously you were on him and he picked up his fifth foul there. And I'm not sure how you got on him, but how did that happen?
That was just our press. You know, I think we just pressed those guys. And then that's just how the matchup came about.
You know, thing. Just what is the like mindset of this team now? I mean, obviously you're 2-2. Just what's going on inside of the locker room now?
It's a work in progress. We're together. We're united. We made a pact to each other that nothing's going to get in our way of outside voices or anything like that. So that's just the biggest thing. We're going to stay together throughout the season, good and bad. I mean, it'll be too easy to say everything's going to go good and then we face some adversity later on and then lose. You know, so it's good to have these, you know, losses now that we can, you know, see and learn from, and then, you know, hopefully down the line that we run another end of this.
Second half there, you seem to have control of the game, and then I want to say you went 1-for-7 on your shots the rest of the way. Just what happened during that stretch?
Well, there was one, you know, they did a good job. They went zone. And I think that we didn't score in four or five straight possessions. I thought that hurt us. We had a breakdown defensively where we went over a screen and they hit a three when we, it was up six. And but you know, as soon as they went zone, we had, we've been playing our small lineup, and that's what was giving them troubles. They went zone, and you know, we weren't able to get great shots. That's what happened.
If there's any characteristics in these first four games, it's going back to the offense and just trying to get consistent production from your offense, other than Terrell. Just how do you coax them?
Listen, you know, when you watch the film, I mean, it's hard to win. It puts a lot of pressure on your defense when you're shooting 32% from the field, 19% from the three-point line, and 65% from the foul line. You're going to go. I felt like in the first half, we shot it too quick. When teams are kind of daring you to shoot, you know, you got to move it. You got to get some movement. You got to get your big guys near the glass. And then, you know, we kept telling the guys, try to get in the paint before we shoot a three, just so it's like an energy shot in rhythm. And, you know, we believed that was going to be this best solution, and we just couldn't knock down enough shots. In every area of the game, turnovers 20-5 us, paint 40-40, second chance 19-12 us, fast break 9-2 us. It was the foul line. We put them on the foul line a lot, and then we weren't able to make enough shots.
Can you talk about the extended minutes for Cole Batchelor?
You know what? We felt tonight that the way that they were going to play, that they were going to be able to, you know, we were able to, you know, going to be able to get some open shots, and other guys got into foul trouble. We got into a situation early. You know, Dejan got into foul trouble. Nate Roberts got into foul trouble. Emmett got into foul trouble. And that's the way that they were playing and being in the man-to-man. We weren't able to defend without fouling. And that it put us at, you know, that's why those lineups were in there.
With Dejan and Jamal, at times it just looks like they're just not real confident with their shot. You know, what's going on with those two? Because I know they're better than what they're playing.
I felt like Dejan, you know, Dejan's really been shooting the ball well. And in practice, he made that one in rhythm. You know, it goes back to, you know, just taking the right ones. You know, I'd love to see him get in the paint more. You know, you look at the assists. He's one of the best point guards, I believe, around. And, you know, we keep having the same guy getting three and four assists. We need some assists from everybody else. You know, it needs to be a shared game plan. And again, I don't think he's, you know, he can play a lot better. Emmett can play a lot better. Jamal can play better. Our team can play a lot better. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You can't, it's hard to win when you're shooting 32 and 19 from three.
The ref explained to you, he teed Emmett Matthews up, and I never heard what he did on that.
They had said both of them kind of had a confrontation. It was a double technical, so it was offset, but it became a personal foul with each player.
You're always pretty animated, that's you out there, but you seem like you took it up a little in the first half. I almost thought you were going to check into the game. You're sitting on the floor talking to two of your guys.
I think the coach was complaining about me being on the floor. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know where I'm at.
You just feel like it's time to kind of get a message out once in a while?
I think the biggest thing is just getting these guys, like, you got to play, you know, we're new, you got to play, every possession matters, you know, and sometimes, you know, again, how we communicate and how we play, you're just trying to kind of give your, you know, your energy to them in a tough way. You know, when you got guys like Quincy Pondexter and Will Conroy who have hearts the bigger than the size of the state, you know, you're trying to have everybody rub that off on your player sometimes when they might not have it to the level that you want them to have it. And so it's all in a positive way, just trying to get them to really compete. And we believe, like early in the game, I mean, both those guys, I think, had 30-something of their, you know, halftime points, or what, they have 14 and 13, 27 of their 37. And we got to get, not breaking down and being able to take on that one-on-one type of competition, and just trying to infuse energy. And our crowd was great. For the fans that were there when we had to get stops and stuff, our crowd was great. I think they really helped elevate us. Unfortunately, we just came a little short.
It seemed like tonight you guys played a lot of the man, but with, I think, But with him inside, did you consider maybe playing more zone because he was a real difficult matchup for you?
Yeah, we just felt, you know, one of the things, you know, another thing, we always like to defend the three-point line, and we only gave up three threes. And we believe in, you know, in some instances against some teams, it's easier to defend in a man-to-man in terms of taking away the three, as well as you're in a better rebounding situation because you're in a man and box out. And we just felt that that was the best way to play Wyoming. If, you know, studying Wyoming, the coach, he's got a really good offensive system. They've got two guys that they play through. They've got two exceptional shooters that I thought we did a really good job. They made the one, which was a big one when we were up six. But for us, you know, to me, you know, it came down to, you know, they were plus five in terms of made foul shots. And then we've got to make a couple shots. You know, it's a fine line, but you know, we missed some bunnies. We missed some ones right there that, you know, hopefully next game we don't miss.
Langston hadn't played a lot of basketball before he got here. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're asking him to do a lot of different things. How's he taking everything that you're asking him to do?
You know, it's hard, but you know, the biggest thing that we want Langston to do is bring major energy. And when you have a bench that you can kind of infuse energy, you know, a couple of these games, Langston and PJ came in and they just changed how our athleticism and our speed and those types of things. And I mean, this might be a record, 12 rebounds in 19 minutes. You know, that's a heck of a stat. And so, you know, he was productive in the minutes that he played, and that's what we're going to need. The problem with him a little bit against a bigger guy like that is the guy is so physical. That's a big deal. But, you know, every night it's going to be somebody else. You know, Cole played 32 minutes tonight. And, you know, hopefully we can make some shots in these next games.
At the end there, did you measure going to Jackson? Because he did have a couple of nights.
You know what? When we made the decision, it was more so on the offensive end, I felt like Langston was going to be better on the offensive glass. I felt like, you know, even when they went zone, I felt like he's a guy you can throw the lob to behind, which stretches the defense out a little bit. You know, we didn't execute the way we needed to, but yeah, I kept thinking of Jackson. I just felt like Langston was in the flow of the game and he knew what was kind of happening and he was making some plays.
All right.
Oh, and then there's happened these sort of first four games here at home. Just your thoughts on kind of where you guys are before you head to the tournament.
Well, I think right now defensively we're going to pose some problems because we got multiple defenses. Our press was pretty good tonight. Again, we forced 17 turnovers, which was huge. We're going to need that. We're trying to generate points outside where we can get some easy baskets. We're going to have to make some shots. It's like I said before, you know, we defended the three. We did everything that we believed that we had to do to win. We fouled a little bit too much, and I know we didn't take all great shots, but for the most part, we're going to have to make some more. That's just what it is.
Just in practice before you head out on the road.
Well, we're gonna get some reps in our zone. We're going to have to work on our post defense in those situations. Not too many people play that way. But we're going to get a lot of shots. Like you could run the best offense. If you get an open shot and you miss it, we're going to get a lot of shots. And we have good shooters. We have guys that could really make them. And then on the flip side, you know, I think offensively we're getting to the foul line. And that's what got us back in the game and was winning. And then they went zone and we had a certain lineup in that didn't execute against the zone.
On May 23rd,
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves, demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.